is the podcast you don't want to miss. Lucha House Show Podcast.
Play the bell!
Yeah.
Let's go.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of our favorite and your favorite podcast, Lucha House Show Podcast. I'm Mars, the voice of violence, as always, joined by my colleagues here at ringside, the dreadlock demon, Rowdy Rod, and the armless wonder of the world, Renzo Sin Brazos. Big weeks, big 2 weeks that we haven't had a chance to catch up, as once again, life got in the way of wrestling and our globetrotting colleague, Mr. Sin Brazos, was off, you know, traveling first class around the world on supposed business. But we're all back now, and we definitely couldn't do last week's show without Mr. AEW Mark himself, given what we're going to talk about. And that's basically AEW these last 2 weeks was more like WTF. We saw what's probably the worst, and we've seen what pretty much close to the best. We'll talk about all that and more. That's going to be a lively discussion. And we're also going to talk about WWE, of course, and Solo Sikoa, and what the hell does MFT mean? And also, is this a new bloodline? And if it's a bloodline, then how come there's a Tongan? But we can talk more about that. But Rowdy Rod, why don't you flick that switch and let's get this party started.
Let's get started, man. Far out. We got a lot to talk about it. And of course, we got the big discussion that has been heating up since the whole CM Punk video came out, and then the continuation with AEW and the showing of the video. And so I want to start with this. I was on the same thing. You know, I'd be like, what the fuck? Why are they showing the video? The Young Bucks were against it, apparently. They did not like it. Chavani's face, as soon as they show the video, you can see his face covering his... But seeing what happened at New Japan, Chicago with Perry, seeing what happened in Dynasty with AEW, the hype the Young Bucks got after they won the titles, the appearance of Jack Perry in the ring, it's made me question a little bit. Made me question if it was stupid. Was it stupid to show the video? Or was it just a stroke of genius of Tony Khan, which helped them to have the hype they needed to Dynasty and sold the rest of the tickets they needed to sell? Because let's be honest, they got 17,000 people, which is just, if you put in comparison, it compares to an NXT PLE. That's the comparison in terms of numbers. This my thing, small venue. So they make sure they cover it. They only had 9,000 tickets sold, but then they sold the rest. Jack Perry got a massive pop when he showed AEW. He had the number 3. We don't know what it is. We'll find out soon. But since the video came out, it looks like Jack Perry became this massive star that just got known everywhere. It's just everyone talks about Jack Perry now. Like everywhere. No matter who you are. It doesn't matter. AEW, WWE, it doesn't matter. Everyone's talking about Jack Perry. And Dynasty was crazy today. It was just absolutely massive yesterday. Sorry, it was yesterday. It was massive. The matches were good and the people were just absolutely pumped. And knowing that the Bucks are heels, they got a massive pop as soon as they won the titles, which is really weird. And people was against FTR. So it's just, my question is this. Was really stupid what Tony Khan did? Or after the week that happened, it just showed to be a stroke of genius? Renzo, where you go first?
Look, man, I think that initially when we saw, we didn't necessarily understand why it was being shown. We had a lot of discussion backwards and forwards, but I think you're right, man. Because Jack Perry hadn't been on TV for a while, he needed to kind of show why he hadn't been on TV, kind of like the backstory. I don't necessarily think it was a dig at Punk. I think it was to show off Jack Perry more than anything. And, you know, the crowd's reaction at Dynasty kind of proved it, man. Everyone lost their shit. Everyone went, like, absolutely ballistic when Jack Perry was there. It was crazy. I didn't expect Jack Perry to be there. I know the Bucks were kind of hinting at stuff throughout, but yeah, it was super interesting. I loved it, man. I love that Jack Perry's back and Jack Perry's a heel and everyone knows who the hell this kid is now. You know, he got the attention that he wanted.
Marcy, what are your thoughts?
It was possibly the most stupidest thing I've ever seen in a wrestling program. Let me start by saying I like AEW. I watch AEW, not religiously, because I don't have the time to devote to another, like, you know, weekly program, but I do enjoy watching it. I think if we go a week before that, Adam Copeland gave this magnificent speech at the start of Dynamite, I think it was, basically saying, hey, man, we're all about pro wrestling. If you're a pro wrestling fan, you can love us. You can love every other promotion as well. Went down awesomely. Like, I loved it. And I think he got a massive pop and everything. Even when a couple of people booed when he mentioned WWE, he's like, no, don't boo, because it's all about pro wrestling. You know, when there's competition, it's good. When pro wrestling is good, we all win. That was fantastic. And, you know, we've often spoken about AEW staying in their lane and, like, doing, like, leaving a lot of the talking stuff and the show stuff to WWE, which are, like, obviously the kings of all that, and AEW focusing on the technical wrestling, which they are very good at, and obviously storytelling, because that's part of a pro wrestling. But why I think it was stupid is because you're still showcasing one of the biggest stars in your perceived competitor, because I don't think they're in competition at all. Because WWE is just so huge. But you're still showcasing one of the main guys in your competition, and that guy who's actually not wrestling at the moment. He's injured. He's out. And not only are you focusing in on him, if you look at the Dynamite after the video was released, there was CM Punk chants in that crowd. That's not helping your organization. And I know that you talk about the exposure to Jack Perry, and it's interesting you used words like massive pop and now everybody knows about Jack Perry. I reckon if you ask maybe 5 out of 10 people that watch WWE, they wouldn't know who Jack Perry was still. We know who Jack Perry is, but we knew who Jack Perry was before. Yeah. You didn't have to show the video. Everybody knew about this incident. This is like in wrestling folklore. This is up there with the plane ride from hell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody knew. And we had CM Punk's version, which was his version, and up to the point where they showed the video, you could still say, well, that's what he said. That's what his version. That's only one side of the coin. We don't know the truth. We'll never know the truth. But it turns out he was telling the truth.
Yeah.
There's no audio, but, you know, and look, everything he said on MMA Hour is what was seen in that video. So there was you could still, if you really wanted to refer to it, I don't think they should refer to it ever again. They don't need to. They should focus on the positives. Like, you know, it's ridiculous that they focus on WWE, not all the time, because they don't, but on this occasion. And again, they're advertising the WWE product on their show on valuable TV time.
Yeah, 100%.
So that's why I thought it was stupid. And every single podcast I've listened to and every conversation I've had with wrestling fans, there's not one person. It seems like the only person that thought it was a good idea was Tony Khan. And, you know, he's got the money and it's his organization, so he's the only one that matters. But and people have been saying what I've been saying for months. This is starting to look like WCW, and I hope I'm wrong because I don't want this AEW to fail. But I still think it was stupid.
Yeah. I do still think it's stupid, but that's what I said. It was stupid at the beginning, but it's not hurting AEW. That's the funny part. That's why I'm asking the question. He has not hurt AEW. If anything, it's starting to going up. Like, people is hooking up more to watch the Dynamite. People is watching the rest of the shows. People saw that Dynasty. And if you see every single show, they're starting to get packed. And people starting really getting behind AEW. So that's what it made me question a little bit, the Tony Khan decision. Stupid? yeah, he only proved that the CM Punk wasn't lying. He was telling the truth. Like, he just only made him good, like, look good to CM Punk. Like I said, the Bucks went agree with it. No one agreed with it.
No one was.
No one is. All the podcasts said it was stupid. It was the most stupid thing they ever said. I remember Baba Ray said that just Jack Perry is a little shit. He had problems with him before. Behind the scenes. So he's not the only person. He's been disrespectful for a lot of wrestlers. Fair enough. Jack Perry, we follow him for a long time. His heel persona is a bit too much heel inside and outside the ring, but good on him. But at the end of the day, what the video's done is not what we thought was going to happen, which was like, this is the end. This is not going up from here. But it's going the opposite way. It's actually helping AEW. So
yeah, but I think that's not just because of that video. That's because of like what we've been saying for the last few shows. The AEW's, like, when they've gone back to focusing on what they do best, their product's gotten better.
Yeah, 100%. No, I'm not disagreeing with that part.
So that's why the numbers are going up as well. And yeah, they've got Jack Perry. Jack Perry's now their heel, right? They showed their heel basically getting put in a chokehold by CM Punk. So when you're a heel, you're supposed to be a tough guy as well, you know what I mean? Mm. That didn't show him to be too tough. I mean, I'm not commenting. I don't know the guy. I'm not saying, you know, he kicked my ass, but, you know, there's a long line of people that could do that. But if you wanted to make him a heel, like, don't show the video. Come out and don't even mention it. Just say, you know what? I'm Jack Perry. He could have still come out in Dynasty or whatever they want to call it. And people know the backstory. People know who he is. And they're like, they sent him off to New Japan basically to punish him. And now he's back after all this came out. But we don't have to talk about this. People know. So it would have had the same effect.
It just really, it's a big change in AEW. It was going up. Yeah, we would talk. They've done pretty good. They've done a good job. They're starting to do their own stuff. But it's a jump from that AEW going like this video. And it's a massive change. And Jack Perry used that, scapegoat, going in Chicago. And the other thing, he got cheese in Chicago, which is CM Punk town, which was really strange in a New Japan show. Like, that was, like, no one believed that was possible. And a lot of podcasts are saying, like, this is weird. The fact he actually got, at the end of the match, people was cheering Jack Perry when technically they should be booing Jack Perry because what happened with CM Punk. So it just, that's what I'm saying. It's stupid decision, but it's starting to show that more than the stupid decision we think it is and everyone think it is, it's starting to pay off. It's actually doing good to AEW. So that's the strange part of it.
Let's see what they do with that good. Because if they keep bringing it up, then...
Oh, no, that was it. Nothing else. That's what I'm saying. That was the video and that was it. Like Dynasty or after that video, it was never mentioned again.
And I've got a question for both of you.
Yeah.
Hmm? All in was almost a year ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why have they kept this video up their sleeve? Like why hasn't it come out earlier?
I think that it's because of this. Look, the only reason they're doing it is to elevate Jack Perry. It could be because of the retaliation of what CM Punk said or whatever the hell. I don't know what was turning Tony Khan's head. Mm. It kind of did something really wicked crazy that it elevated Jack Perry. And like you said, Mars, look, not a lot of people that necessarily know wrestling and just a WWE purist wouldn't know who the hell Jack Perry is. But, man, globally, in people that watch wrestling, you know, like New Japan, you know, AEW and some of the other indie stuff. Yeah, well, that's a thing, right? But he disappeared. He disappeared and now he's back and he's back with a vengeance. So, look, good on him, man. I think what they're doing is what they did was a fluke, pure fucking fluke. Like pure fluke what happened.
I'll accept it was a fluke. I don't accept it was a stroke of genius.
That was my question. It was a stroke of genius. It was a fluke, Yeah, more than likely. But you know, absolutely. he took a gamble, and that fucking gamble is paying off, you know. And one time they're showing the video, never gonna talk about it again, never gonna show it again. But he helped out the Jump Bucks. Because the Jump Bucks, you gotta remember this, before the video, the Jump Bucks were getting booed.
Yeah, after the video, absolutely.
The Jump Bucks won the title with cheers and people going behind them.
But aren't they heels? Aren't they supposed to be heels?
They're heels. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm getting at. That's the strange part. The fact that before this, they were getting booed in the ring. People was like, fuck you, FDR, FDR, FDR. Video comes up and it's starting to swap. And now they win the title and everyone's they pop when they won the title. It's like they were the biggest face in the company. And Jack Perry coming in just helped even more. So it's just absolutely strange how this gamble that Tony Khan took, let's call it a gamble, it actually worked out in their favor. That one off time they made a stupid decision. That stupid decision actually is helping them out. And it's really strange. Yeah. Let's say it's really strange. But mate, it's one of the things that he took a gamble, it paid off. It was a 50-50. Probably was a 10-90 more than anything else. And that
10-90, definitely.
And that 10%, I felt like it paid off, you know. Bet all in, he didn't bet in black or in red. He bet in number one. He just that one.
He bet on zero. He bet on zero, man.
He bet on zero. He bet on zero. No one bets on zero. He bet on fucking green. And
but when you got billions of dollars and when you have a bet, you know. It's like when rich people gamble.
And talking about billions of dollars, so AEW is the third most profitable company in combat sports behind WWE and UFC, which technically is TKO at the moment. I was trying to search because we talked about it, like what was the criteria of this?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not convinced by that.
And not many people are least. I get it. I tried to look into it. When they came up to UFC and WWE, they did break it down a little bit for saying that they got 200 plus live events. They got big pay-per-views. They're going all around the world. They got wrestlers. They actually not only wrestling, but they also, there's a combination of stuff, the merch and all that stuff. When it came to AEW, pretty much was Tony Khan. So pretty much it's just the money behind Tony Khan that make them billions of dollars at the moment. They got big stars starting to go around, but it's not enough. So I think what we said, I think on the chat, the criteria for this was more of the assets, of what they have, which Tony Khan has billions of dollars because of the family, more than the product itself. What do you guys think?
No, I was going to say, look, I think, yeah, it's definitely Tony Khan. Tony Khan's the driver behind that, you know, the stuff that he's got, you know, him and his dad, you know, owning massive teams in sports. It's a lot to do with Tony Khan. And Fulham, yeah. And Fulham. And yeah, NFL teams. Fuck, it's crazy. The amount of money these guys have is absolutely crazy. But AEW's, you know, been doing a lot of stuff in relation to merchandise and you know, they're in the games and stuff like that, and you know, they're doing a whole heap of things, different things. So
but bigger than boxing, that's the thing. Is AEW bigger than boxing? That's what I'm getting at. Like you say, because boxing, we got different promotion. We got Golden Boy. Yeah. We got it's too many, and also you got mixed martial arts companies, which is I can't remember the name, so there's so many of them right now. But is it, it the main
there's
one? Is
the PFL, the Professional Fighters League. I don't know if Bellator's still a thing.
Bellator's still, but very low. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you compare it to boxing, in terms of money, boxers are the best paid athletes. In the world at the moment, because they pick the ones, they pick the how much money they're going to win per fight, plus the whatever they're going to get on the pay-per-view. So they get a lot of money themselves. But is AEW bigger than the any of these companies? That's the question. So I think...
I wouldn't have thought so.
Yeah, so I think the drive it is pretty much Tony Khan. It wouldn't go further than that.
But can we talk... We forgot about... There was two stupid things that happened on that episode of Dynamite. Are we going to talk about the other one?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's go talk about the other one. You can't forget about it. The second one was actually allowed by Tony Khan, but it was not scripted by Tony Khan, which makes it even
worse.
How do you know? It's been confirmed.
Mm-hmm. It's been confirmed.
That makes it even more stupid.
Exactly. It makes it even more stupid. So what are we talking about? Will Ospreay going off at what supposedly Triple H said about him, which this happened during the
Pat McAfee
podcast, live before WrestleMania. And it was a specific moment when Triple H is talking about, because Pat McAfee said to him, if I'm paraphrasing here, probably I'm doing this in a row, but pretty much he's asking, so is any wrestler say, you know, that you like, you know, they would like to come to the company. So he's like, listen, I don't have time to watch everyone, but I got people watching everything. I know about every single wrestler, what they're doing, what they've been doing, what they're winning, what they're not, what are they up to, stuff like that, what they want. And I got eyes everywhere. And to be honest, if you're a wrestler, they want to be part-time. They don't want to go. They just rather go somewhere else because they don't want to work all the year round. We work hard here. If you don't want to come, I don't want you in my company. Go somewhere else. And that was it. That was it.
Exactly.
There was nothing else more than that. He didn't mention any names because that could be going for anyone. It could have gone for any of the guys that left at WWE, which could be Adam Copeland, Samoa Joe, Danielson.
Yeah.
Aleister Black. It could be going for anyone. That it didn't. He's just saying simple. I know who you are. I know who you are outside. I know who. He's saying he knew all these wrestlers, and he knew that some wrestlers didn't want to work hard and work the hours or the days that the wrestlers in WWE do, which is the ones that wrestle the most. And he's like, I don't want you in my company. Simple as that. And that was it. I'm pretty sure someone told Will Ospreay, oh, this was targeted at you because there's no other way Will Ospreay would have come out in the ring to waste more money, which he was in the same night, to waste precious fucking TV time on saying what he said, which was pretty much attacking Stephanie McMahon too.
It was wrong.
That was absolutely uncalled for by Will Ospreay. What do you guys have thought? I'm pretty sure we're all in the same boat.
Yeah,
surprised if Renzo is not, but we're all in the same boat.
He didn't have to say it. As you said, after he said it, I watched the Pat McAfee show and I watched that part where Triple H said, what Triple H said is exactly what you just paraphrased. And it's true. Like, people have come out and said, I signed with AEW because I'm not doing house shows. I'm not working 300 odd days a year. And I'm still getting good money. And I can work the indies. Nothing wrong with that. What Hunter said was exactly that. Like, if you don't have the passion at a young age to do the grind, then we don't want you. And then Will Ospreay took that personally, saying, I do the grind. I fly 8 to 10 hours a week from the UK because I live in the UK, work in the US. Mate, you're a brilliant wrestler. You don't need to address something that clearly was not addressed at you. And secondly, like, there's lines that you don't cross.
Yeah.
We all love a good promo. We all love it when the lines are blurred. I mean, people might want to bring up the example between Matt Riddle and Seth Rollins. Yeah, but it was Matt Riddle's idea for Seth to bring up his family. Yeah. That's different. I'm pretty sure Triple H didn't give the okay for Will Ospreay to say that. Basically, Triple H got into that position by grinding the boss's daughter. That's uncalled for. Not to mention the fact that it's the mother of his children and they're still together. Mm. And Triple H worked pretty fucking hard to get to where he is, and he didn't just marry the boss's daughter. Yeah. So I thought it was unnecessary. It was below the belt. And Will Ospreay is a gun wrestler, and he should focus on that. And, like, he does cut a good promo, but that was stupid. And the fact that it wasn't scripted, I thought he might have been sent out to say that. Fact that he wasn't, I think it makes it worse. And talk about burning a bridge. Like, I know, if Bret Hart can come back to the WWE and CM Punk can come back to the WWE, I think this bridge is burnt pretty good. Like, and he might not want to go to the WWE now, but there might be a time when he might get bored of AEW.
He's 30 years old, man.
I thought he was younger.
He's 30, but still, hey.
Man, he's a freak for 30.
LA Knight. He got there with 40.
That's right.
Renzo, what do you think, man? before I continue.
Look, I like what he said yesterday in the press conference. So he kind of retracted a little bit what he said. He goes, look, so someone asked him a question, do you regret saying what you did? And he said, look, yes, of course. I don't want to address it anymore. I can remember a generation when I grew up where like, you throw a jab, I throw one back. Although I wasn't mentioned by name, it was clearly about me. All due respect, I'm kind of done mentioning anything about anyone over there now. I don't want to do that anymore because I feel I lowered myself to that standard. I don't need to do that anymore.
Wait, I lowered myself to that standard.
Pretty fucked up apology.
That's not an apology. It's like, first of all, that's I lowered myself to that standard. You lowered yourself on your own. Like, there was no address to you. Like, again, I'm pretty sure someone go up to him and saying this was targeted at you. This is not listening. This someone told him about it. Like you said, you burned the bridge, more than likely you burned the bridge big time with this stupid apology, even more. Like I said, he's 30. He's a young Kenny Omega, man. So five more years, definitely. He'll be 35. He'll be out of there. More than likely, he could definitely go to WWE and man, he will make it big. WWE, he would definitely wanted to go there. he will go there now. It's hard unless it's a big talk, you know, with Triple H and you know, making pace before they go into WWE, which CM Punk did. He did speak to a lot of people and make sure everything was okay before he went back to WWE. And Will Ospreay looks like he's gonna have to do that, man. Because with 30 years old, man, he's, like I said, he's a young Kenny Omega, because he wrestles like Kenny Omega. He's just in a younger version.
Yeah.
That's why he's so good, because we know how good Kenny Omega is. That's how good fucking Will Ospreay is. But yeah, I think he's going to have to do the pace big time before he can get into any talks with WWE, because AEW is a good platform. But like you said many times, everyone wants to make it to WWE, especially now. Now everyone wants to make it to WWE and no one can say no to it, because they're with TKO now, with the UFC. They got bigger. They're having only two pay-per-views in the United States. Everything else is overseas with sold-out crowds. Like, it's just they got bigger and better. And it's only going up, and the storylines are just delicious. You want to be part of the storyline, no matter who you are. We just saw it, and let's jump straight away into that.
And the new belt. What about the new belt? Woof.
Let's jump to the storylines, because we got a new storyline with the Bloodline. Which, first of all, we got Solo Sikoa rocking up to SmackDown on a fucking suit. That was the biggest shocker in my life. It Paul Heyman's face was hilarious. He's like, a nice piece. And he's wearing the suit with the necklace. Who did it remind you of?
The Rock.
That's it. So I think that's one of the first clues in a whole this new Bloodline storyline. Who's calling the shots here is not, I don't think, is Roman Reigns anymore. It is The Rock. I think that...
No.
Listen here. It could be. We know Solo Sikoa has been doing, but Solo Sikoa won. It's one thing. When Paul Heyman wanted to call Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa grabbed the phone and threw it on the ground, which he would never done that. Because Paul Heyman won. If Paul Heyman, you know, Roman Reigns would have told him, hey, this is what's happening, Paul Heyman would have known, especially with the appearance of, what's it called?
Tama Tonga.
But apparently Paul Heyman didn't know anything about it. And then the massive mess that Tama Tonga did, which is smash the car, two cars, blood fucking care. It looks like this Bloodline is getting bloody now and it's unstoppable in the wreck. What do you think about this new face of just Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga so far?
I don't think it's got anything to do with The Rock.
We don't know.
No, I don't. What I think it has to do with is the fact that Solo Sikoa was the anointed one. by Roman Reigns himself.
That's true.
He said, "You're next in line." Then Solo says, "Losing has consequences." Jimmy lost. Look what happened to him. He got Tama Tonga to deal with him. Yeah. Roman lost. Roman's out. He's gone. I'm in charge now. I'm taking charge. I've got my MFT, which I don't know what it stands for, but there's some clues out there, but well, not clues, but people making predictions. And then Tama Tonga, who isn't technically part of the bloodline, like he's Haku's son. They're Tongan. But they're like that. They're friends, like they're lifelong friends with their family. So I mean, I accept that, I understand that. But the main thing is also that poor Heyman, like he's basically under duress now. They look at him, put that one finger up, like basically acknowledge Solo Sikoa as the number one, because it's his time now. He's taking charge. But Solo doesn't look comfortable when they're booing him and that. Like he doesn't have that aura that Roman Reigns has. So he's even though he's the anointed one, he's not comfortable in that position. Yeah. He wants to be the tribal chief. He's never going to be comfortable in that position. And we had fans chanting, "We want Roman." We haven't had that. We have not had that ever before. Like people acknowledging him, put the finger up. You have people at the pro bloodline, people against the bloodline, you know, heel face, whatever. Love it. But this was them booing him like they booed Dom. And he was like, "Oh yeah, wow, like what the fuck? You know, what the fuck?" So I think the angle, the way that the story's going is that Solo's taking charge, but he's way above his head. Obviously WWE signed Jacob Fatu. There's rumors that he's gonna debut very soon. So they're bringing in like the next generation of the bloodline. I'm very interested. And as always, I've got one eye on poor Heyman, because you look at him, his face tells a story. His face tells clues. What he says gives us clues. And he's well and truly there under duress. He's a Roman Reigns guy still. But he's being made to, you know, support Solo. Solo's well and truly looking like, or wants to be the top guy, and he's going to set up his own bloodline. I don't know what's going to happen with Jimmy. Is he going to come back, you know, with his tail between his legs and try and hook up with Jay again? Or I don't know, because Jay's run as a single competitor, he's on fire. It's just kept going up and up. I don't know. What do you think, Renzo?
I don't know, man. I don't like this fucking, the bloodline light fucking version. I don't think it'll reach the heights of what the bloodline was going for. Like, never.
It's a continuation, mate.
It is the continuation, but I don't think it's just, I don't know, there's just something's not, I don't know. Like, with Jacob Fatu maybe coming in, I don't know, I think maybe it's going to be splinter into factions, which would be great. There'd be a bloodline in two separate factions, like NWO Black and White and NWO Wolfpack. Mm-hmm. That'll be pretty sick if that kind of comes to fruition. But I don't know, man. Tamana Tonga, I'm not convinced. Solo Sikoa, I've never really kind of been convinced with Solo. It's kind of, it wants me to see, dare I say, Roman Reigns back, man, to bring them all in and smack them around. That's like exactly the fucking... Right.
When like he comes back, he will come back eventually. He'll be a face because everybody wants it. And I know exactly what you mean, because I'm a bit hesitant to. I'm not convinced by this yet, but I want to see where it's going, because they've done well so far. And Roman was always going to be gone for a while. He's off shooting a movie in Hollywood, apparently.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, Renzo. I'm like, not really convinced by the whole thing. And where's this going? Mm-hmm. But as I said, if Paul Heyman wasn't involved, I'd be like, nah. But Paul Heyman's involved, so.
Hey, listen, Roman Reigns is the one writing this, and he's been, there's been talks that Roman Reigns has a massive influence what's happening with the bloodline. So clearly he has something with this. And second, how long did it take for the people to like the bloodline?
Oh, yeah.
You got to remember that. We're talking about this. This is comparable to the Avengers. It's compared to the MCU universe. How long did it take you to like and get to the point that you wanted to know what's happening with all the Avengers? It took a long time to build.
You lost me.
to build up. It's a build up. It's a build up. You know, it took a long time to get to this, and now we're going to the next phase of the MCU universe. And it's the same thing. It's a lost start, bro. It's gonna get to a point that it's gonna make sense, and then it go, oh, okay, and people's gonna get excited. The same thing with the Bloodline. It's just at the beginning, it was like, what the fuck is happening? What's going on with Roman Reigns? He's shit. What the fuck is the champion? He's not a heel. And it's slowly starting to build until it got to the point that the story was fucking good and it was getting better and better. And we had a final chapter of that first, like the final episode of that chapter, which was in WrestleMania. And now we move to the next chapter of what's happening with the Bloodline, which started with Solo Sikoa. Like you said, we don't know what's happening with Jimmy. We're not happy what's going to happen with Jey Uso. It's going to continue. At the moment, he hasn't even said anything yet. Like you said, Jacob Fatu is coming in. So we're going to have him probably joining Solo Sikoa. At some point, we know that The Rock is with, it's going to have something with Rhodes. Like it just at the moment just is the next part, man. We're starting again. We're starting from the bottom, and until Roman Reigns doesn't show, we don't know what's gonna happen. And Triple H said, when Roman Reigns come back, you guys are all gonna be shocked. It's a Roman Reigns like you never seen before. So what is the next phase of Roman Reigns? Like, you can't wait to see what's the next phase. Is it gonna be a full face? Is gonna be like a heel face? Is gonna what's the next stage? What is Triple H talking about? The Bloodline story is like, again, you wanna be able to watch it as a movie with different chapters, just concentrating each part of the Bloodline, because it's just amazing. So it keeps on coming, keeps on giving, and it's gonna continue giving for the longest time until they stop doing it. I don't know. It's just
the story that keeps on giving,
Story keeps on giving. And talking about the story, it keeps on giving. One story started and it's fucking we upset about it. Is the fact that Rhea Ripley had to relinquish the title because of an injury. Fuck, it was sad. Everyone chanting, thank you, mommy. She was really broken up about having to relinquish the title. Who won the title today? It fucking sucks too. But... Oh, he does. Let's be honest. Do you guys saw who won the title yet?
Uh-huh. Oh, I haven't watched Raw, but it came up on my Instagram. So I thought, fucking spoiler. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't agree with that, man. I don't think it was the time. It was clearly, you should have given it to Liv Morgan. She was the one.
I think it's too soon again. I think it's too soon.
But she created the injury.
Yeah. And I love Liv Morgan.
I know, but she created the injury. So
yeah, but don't give it to her straight away. Don't give it to her straight away.
But it's just, I don't agree with Becky Lynch, man. That's just a thing. I don't think
it's going to be a long run for Becky.
This is clearly because Rhea's out.
I think they had to do it. Like she's like, the circumstances called for her to get the belt. I didn't even like the fact that it was a battle royal. Yeah, I think it cheapens the title on Raw. It wasn't even on a pay-per-view.
They should have waited a little bit longer to see a champion.
Yeah, have a tournament.
Why couldn't you have a tournament? Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's only because the other title is in SmackDown, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. And why is there only one women's tag team? Shouldn't there be two tag team titles like SmackDown and like the men, sorry? But anyway.
It's not tag team. That's why.
And speaking on that, I'm pretty sure it's certain that you got to be very careful how you say that. Kabuki Warriors.
Before we go into that, let's go for a little break and we come back and continue with the rest. So let's go for a break and we come back.